Is it not on the telly then? Man United away. It's not on the telly. Yeah. Where are you going then? Oh.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Hello, Patriots. Tottenham. Wednesday. After Tottenham had played in the Champions League. I didn't know anything about the game other than it finished 0-0. Was it crap?
I had to fill the empty space there. No, it wasn't. It wasn't a 0-0 game. We played absolutely fine. I thought we were the better side. We had control for the majority of the game, bar a bit of a scary 10-minute spell or so in the first half. There was the odd unforced error that led to a couple of moments for Frankfurt in the second. But they spent until probably the last 10 minutes or so, I believed we were going to go on and win the game. It just got to the point where I was like, we're going to run out of time here. It's not going to come. Same problems as Saturday in the sense of final pass. Sonny and Richarlison particularly last night. Final pass. Such a letdown at the end. The amount of good openings and opportunities we fucked up long before we got near the net because the pass to play someone in just didn't happen. But the performance last night was absolutely fine, particularly following the disappointment of Saturday. You don't know what kind of reaction you're going to get. It was Conte's bizarre comments on Monday evening about not wanting to play Doherty. You wonder what sort of impact that's going to have. But there were some really good performers last night. Højbjerg, particularly in midfield, I thought was outstanding. Clement Longley is growing on me. I like him. He's getting better with each game. It wasn't a bad point. It's reality. I think like if we hadn't lost in Lisbon, you go, that's all right. Draws away from home, win at home. And the reality is, yes, there's jeopardy now on it. Exactly what I'd said to you earlier in the week is don't get beat is number one priority. And I think there was a halfway house last night where it's like, this isn't terrible. Yes, we want to win the game and get the job done, but losing here is potentially disastrous.
Yep.
Don't get beat first and foremost. If we win the two home games, we'll essentially be through and we'll also go into the final group game, Marseille top of the group as well. So that's what we have to
very
do.
Very open now.
Yes.
Very open.
Absolutely. There was last night, and I tweeted this at halftime, some haunting memories, as there has been through this group phase, haunting memories of the group stage from the 2016-17 season, where I've spoken about this before. Very similar group. Decent, but not great German opposition by Leverkusen, Eintracht Frankfurt. We also had we had Monaco and CSKA Moscow in the group. This time it's Sporting Lisbon and Marseille. This is a French opponent again. We won one and lost one of the opening two 6 years ago. We did the same this time. And in the third game, we drew 0-0 in Leverkusen, which is exactly what we did last night. Third game away in Germany, drew 0-0. The performance last night was actually better than the performance in Leverkusen, although ironically we came closer to scoring, particularly in the first half. We had a really good spell in the first half in Leverkusen, then hung on a bit. Hugo Lloris made this, for those who listen to the audiobook, this astonishing save in the second half that we couldn't even work out how we did it. We didn't have that jeopardy last night, but it's the same thing. I walked out of Leverkusen that night, went back to a bar in Cologne, was all in agreement, yep, beat Leverkusen at home, it won't be a problem. Except we fucking shit the bed and lost 1-0, Suj. There's nothing to say that won't happen this time. They're a decent side. They're not a great side. They're not the sort of side that should be knocking you out of the Champions League, but you well know, and the team has changed a little bit.
Yeah,
you played them in the Europa semis. Decent team. You could tell the atmosphere was big as well.
Yeah, they're like, rowdy as you like, mate, over there.
So there's that to deal with as well, and I think unless you're playing real whipping boys and unless you're a giant superpower or a Madrid or a PSG or something like that, drawing away from home, Europe's absolutely fine. Mm. It couldn't be lost. It wasn't lost. We're in a strong position. no real concerns. And the next concern in my mind is Brighton, obviously, on Saturday. But my number one concern about that, Suj, is how I'm getting there.
Still. But you got the bus.
So coach is booked. Leave.
It's the one that the club organised with whatever company.
So it's Big Green Coach Company or whatever.
Right. So you're going where? From White Hart Lane?
So it's a pickup by the Tesco's by our old office, Meridian
Perfect.
Way.
Yep.
It's round the back of White Hart Lane. Pick up from there, 1:30, coach to Brighton. It's a tenner, can't complain.
No, return, yeah?
Tenner return, can't complain. Don't want to do it though.
No.
Fuck it, it's just, I hate the freedom. Life has changed for us a lot.
The club are subsidising it, must be.
For tenner, yeah, they are.
How many
yeah.
people fit on a coach?
Well, I think there's going to be a number of coaches because obviously...
Yeah, but I'm just thinking, say 80 people fit on a coach.
I guess maybe.
Tenner each. Okay, £800 return. I'm just thinking, how much fuel will a coach use to get to Brighton and back? £200
I guess a lot
of... make a lot of money on it.
A lot of people who can drive will drive.
Yeah.
But the problem is, and I've spoken about this before, the Amex is unlike any other stadium in the sense that 80% of the people who go have to use the train from Brighton to Falmer. There are no trains from Brighton to Falmer or Falmer to Brighton on the day of the game. There are trains to Brighton. As there would have been last weekend, as I said to you, I got trained to the Emirates. Trains were running on a lot of... So London to Brighton is done by is Thames Link, which then runs up to like Bedford and all that way as well. They were running trains up to around about 5 o'clock. So Ricky would come to the Emirates, he could get a train back to Bedford, no problem at all. We can get to Brighton on the train, we just can't fucking get home.
Right.
Years ago when I was a kid, my dad drove everywhere. Always drove. So, you know, if we went to United, went to Liverpool, went anywhere, he'd drive. But my dad's in his late 60s now. And we had, he had a very, very bad, not good experience coming back from Leicester on Boxing Day in 2014. Went up to Leicester, fine, 1-2-1. And as we're leaving the ground, fucking heavens opened with snow.
Yeah.
And it took a while to get home, put it that way. And it wasn't a good experience. And I mean, after that, he was like, I don't want to do this anymore. And I get that whoever's the designated driver as well, you can't have a drink or do anything. Or and so since then, wherever we've gone, we've always done it on trains or if it's overseas, planes or whatever. So I never even asked Dad, like, do you want to drive to Brighton or anything like that? I'd mentioned to him about staying over and he was a bit like, I don't know if I really want to do that. So it's the coach. The last time I went on a coach, I went on my own to Newcastle in 2000. And actually, I didn't go on my own. I went with a bloke from work. Newcastle on a weeknight in 2000. And Sherwood was in charge. Fuck, 2014. About 9 months before that Leicester game, actually. We won 4-0. Got picked up from Tottenham. Left Tottenham. I think it was 11:30 in the morning. Got dropped off outside St. James's Park. 10 minutes before kickoff.
Wow.
It was a night where loads of games were getting postponed because of wind and stuff. So as we were getting up there, everyone was checking phones like, I think this game's going to get postponed in a minute and stuff.
Yeah.
Because particularly obviously with Newcastle, how high the roof is and stuff, and it's not a complete wraparound. Half of it's really high and the other half not so much. So there was a lot of... Man City was definitely called off because of safety concerns. But I learned afterwards a lot of that was to do with the stairways that the Etihad, where the wind can get into the stairways. The problem with getting to St. James's Park 10 minutes before kickoff is it takes fucking 15 minutes to get up the stairs. Anyone who's been to St. James's Park knows that's one hell of a walk. But that experience is so terrible. Got back to Tottenham at 4 o'clock in the morning. Still got to get a cab to get fucking home from Tottenham. And guess what? There's like a couple of hundred people who are also thinking, I also want to get a cab from Tottenham High Road at 4 o'clock in the morning. Oh, nightmare. So,
I saw Clayton on Saturday at the West Ham game. We'll talk about that in a second. But he was, I remember we were talking about Arsenal now versus the back end of last season. He was talking about the Newcastle game. Was that a Monday night, wasn't it?
Yes.
And he got back at 7 a.m. from Newcastle.
Bloody hell.
And then went to work, straight to work at 9 o'clock. And that Geordie trip is not a...
Oh, I love it up there.
But not just, an easy trip.
No, and listen, Brighton is nowhere near as far as Newcastle, but I just know what is really about an hour and a half drive is probably going to be 5 to 6 hours on the road. I just know it. And I bet it's one of them, it's like, oh, we're in Brighton at like 3:30 and it's about another hour to get to the stadium or something. I can foresee that. I can foresee getting out there is going to be a pain in the arse. I could, of course, just not go and just go down the pub or even sit at home and just watch the game on the TV because it is on the TV, but... Yeah, I've got the bug for it at the moment. Interesting. Just
I'm one, the opposite. It was interesting, but we'll talk about that in a minute.
Well, one thing I was going to say is, like, because the mood, we've lost the derby. The mood is a little bit negative at the moment. I keep hearing and reading that Conte football's negative. Fine opinion. I think the problem with that is people are comparing it to City or Liverpool or what Arsenal are doing now, which is fair, and I get that. You're at a certain level in the league, you're going to get that comparison, and yes, we are more negative than those teams. But I also find it amusing that the majority of Tottenham fans at the moment would change to a 3-5-2, and yet he keeps picking three up front.
Mm.
So how negative is that when you keep putting Son, Kane and Richarlison on the pitch?
Yeah, or Kulu.
He's a desperate miss, mate. It's so obvious when he doesn't fucking play.
How long is he out for?
I don't know. We thought we'd heard sort of 2 weeks going into the Arsenal game. So, yeah, there's no creative hub when he's not there. He was such an instrumental part of getting us into the top four at the back end of last season. And when he's absent, he's more obvious than any other player in the team. And it was even in that period where he was coming on as a substitute and stuff. As soon as he comes on, we look a better team and stuff. And over these last two games, we've seen how many opportunities where the right pass isn't played. So he's a massive miss. My experience at the Emirates on Saturday. Go on then, let's do it. So we get in the ground. And I don't know if I'd said this to you. I knew it was going to be right next to them.
Yeah, you did. Yep. You said you wanted to try and figure out where moving.
So
standing.
There's right next to them and there's right next to them. I mean literally.
Touching distance.
I 100% could have fucking shook hands with one of theirs or punched one of theirs.
Or was there a line of stewards in between you or something?
They have a small, like, basically they have like a kind of railing and then there's like an empty space where there would be like another row of seats. Then there's a railing on the other side and they'll sit people in the middle. And we looked at the seat and we just looked at each other and just went, nah, can't be fucking doing that, mate. It's one thing going there and getting beat. It's another taking the punishment right next to you. Which obviously if you win is great, but it's you're outnumbered. I told you, I feel sick going there in the first place anyway. So we moved. We moved into the back row. And interestingly, there was space up there. Because I think a lot of people away from home think the opposite. They want to be as close to the game as possible. So that's the lower tier at the Emirates is really flat. There's no steepness in it. So as far back as you can is your best perspective of the game. It's still not a great perspective. Yeah, we moved. Couldn't be having that. Good thing with that is as well, you're actually underneath those above you as well.
Right.
So you can't hear it. They can't see you because you're underneath the stand above, if you will. There was a few bits getting thrown, so I managed to avoid all that as well. I don't know why I put myself through the trouble of going there, Suj. You go because it's the, oh, I was there when we won and stuff like that. You want the glory, but and look forward to the day. Do you know what? Even in a weird way, when it's finished, it's almost like a little bit of relief.
Mm.
Just get out of there. It's over, fine. We've lost. I've accepted it and just move on.
I know exactly how you feel because I feel the same about when we play you. It's very similar. It's like, you know what? I've got Tottenham fans that are going to be in my ear before the game. And if we lose, they're going to be in my ear after the game. Just get it done. But I think it's very similar for Arsenal because even, interestingly, Clayton came to the West Ham game. I had a spare ticket because I wasn't taking the kids because they had their fight on Sunday. And Sham was bringing his two. So he said, can I have your two kids tickets or give you my adult tickets? Oh, yeah, fine, whatever. Bring the kids, right? And I didn't actually actively try very hard to get rid of it. I asked Java and a few other people and a few people were away or busy or whatever. I was like, cool. And I knew train strikes was a problem as well. So I'd messaged Clayton and said, look, I know you're going to the 12:30. If you're still out and about and fancy double games, the ticket's there. And he said, if we lose, I'll come because I'll be miserable. If we win, I'm getting pissed all day. I was like, yeah, understandable. But interestingly, like, he messaged me. I was on the way driving to the game because the ticket's still going. I was still going. I haven't given it to anyone. He goes, fine, I'm going to come. Because as he described it, they were drained, emotionally drained from the day by 4 o'clock. Oh, fuck, it's done now. But again, up at 8 o'clock, tossing and turning, not able to sleep, down the pub early, all that shit. It's both sides of it. Is whether you're home or away, it's just one of them days, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the 12:30 kickoff, but I almost am for that.
Done.
Get it over and done with, and then whatever. So, I mean, obviously, like, it's the same. So, Mrs. Gaines, let me know what you're doing after the game. I was like, babe, I can tell you right now what I'm doing after the game. If we get beat, I'm fucking coming home.
Yeah.
If we draw, depending on the circumstances, I'm probably going to go for a couple of beers after the game. If we win, see you Monday.
Yeah.
Basically, Sunday, obviously. So there's that element that we got beat. I've probably saved at least £100. You haven't woke up Sunday with a hangover.
Yeah.
I went home. We had a nice meal together. I watched your game.
Yeah.
Chilled out. And because I'm not battered as well, as like I said to her, tomorrow morning, I'm getting up early. I'm taking Harry out. You sit here, me and him, we're going to go out. We're going to go to the park and stuff. I wouldn't have done that if we'd have won, which is quite ironic. And we had a really nice kind of boys' morning and lunchtime. Got back literally at 2 o'clock in time for the Manchester Derby and went, yep, there's your iPad now, kid. Thanks very much. And enjoyed that. It's a little bit like with the Derby. And I don't understand why it still gets me every time, particularly, I think even more so the away games. Because I know what's coming. Probably getting beat because we normally get fucking beat. And what's the worst thing that's going to happen? Okay, they beat us. It's October. It's not defining to what happens at the end of the season. And this bit had the added layer of, oh, fuck, yeah, shit, they're actually pretty good, which adds an extra slap in the face. And 4 days have gone by and we've played another game of football, which is handy because then it's not on your mind too much. And you move on. Like, what's the worst thing that's going to happen? It's amazing how winning football as well actually costs you a fucking fortune.
Yeah.
I literally always joke about it when we go out of cup competitions. Even in Amsterdam, remember that game? I was speaking to my dad at half time. I was like, hey, we've just saved a couple of grand. And then the winning goal goes in and you don't think at all like how much fucking money this going to this final in Madrid is going to cost and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's always worth it. It's not the, oh, we're concentrating on the league. It's that we've just saved a load of money is my line. So, yeah, shit.
Brighton this weekend. You'll get there. You'll enjoy the game. You get back. I don't know if you'll enjoy the game. As neutral, I think it's going to be a great game.
I might be moving on Saturday as well. We've got row two down the front.
Oh, okay.
It always rains there. Oh, it's okay. Like Brighton, I feel like it's in Wales. Like,
it's always raining.
It's every time I've been to Brighton, except once, the first game I ever went there, when they opened the stadium, we were the first visitors. It was a baking hot day in the summer. But otherwise, it always fucking rains at Brighton. You always have that like walk at the because you have to get back on the train, everyone's doing the same thing. Standing in the pissing rain after the game every single time. But sitting row two there, I'm getting wet, mate. So I think I'll be moving again probably and going up the back on Saturday. Really tough game. I'm fascinated to see how we... Well, actually, I'll say I'm fascinated to see how we play it. I'm not looking forward to that game on Saturday either because I think they might just have a little bit too much for us. The combination of new manager, being a home game, being on the TV, being a night game. And there will be some empty seats, by the way, at the Amex.
Yeah.
A lot of people will have tickets, won't go. Honestly, it's such a pain in the ass to get there. I'm interested to see if we will stick to the philosophy of just you have the fucking ball. We won't go and press you. Because if we try and press them, and actually the pressing in the Frankfurt game last night and in the Sporting Lisbon game away, despite not scoring in either game, the pressing has been more in those games than we've seen in Premier League games. If we go and press Brighton on Saturday, we get damaged. But the less we have on the ball on Saturday, the more chance we've got of winning the game, I think. We've just got to let them have it, draw them on, and expose them when we win it back. But if the final ball is not good enough, We're gonna have problems. That's a really tough game. They're a good side. Mm. They every chance they'll push for the top six, I think.
Yeah, agreed.
Wolves.
Yeah, I mean, they're not in great shakes at all.
Wham, get into the game, mate. You had a nightmare, didn't you?
Kickoff. I thought I'd leave home at 3, which means normally it's a 40-minute drive, 45. I knew I had to drive because there's no trains, right?
You could have got there by train, probably, but you wouldn't have been able to get home.
There was no trains before.
Nothing?
Nothing. To Hackney Wick from Highbury, it was nothing. I'd arranged to meet Sham at 4 at the food court in Westfield with the kids, and we'd walk down afterwards, so... Driving down, and it said about an hour on the old sat-nav as well before I left home. By the time traffic was building up like a bastard, but I'd given myself an hour and a half. So it was 4:15, it was what it was showing on the sat-nav by the time I got near the A12. And the queue to come off to go into Westfield was stacked way back. So I thought I'd be clever and let me try and cut in right close to the end, right? But it was still fucking slammed. I thought, fuck this. It's about 4:20.
I'm waiting for you to say you left the car and got out.
4:20 at this time, 4:25. I'm like, let me go up the next junction and go to Hackney Wick and I'll find parking around there and then walk across that way. And I won't meet Sham at Westfield. Fuck that shit off and just go down. Interestingly, like earlier at 3 o'clock when I'm leaving home, I'm like, you know what? I'm not meeting anyone. I'm not going for drinks before. I'm not going after. I could sit here and just watch this on the telly and I'd be no worse off. But... you know, this weird thing, the team need the support today. I don't know what, my singing ain't going to make no difference because no one's fucking singing.
Psychological.
But I just thought, you know what, I'm going to go today because the team, we're in a bad way and the team needs some support. Fuck it.
The team needs me.
Yeah, well, it's going to be free. It was 3:45 anyway. I don't know what the official attendance was.
Oh, you can see loads of empty seats, which are really bad. That's understandable.
So, then... I'm driving down the North Circ, right? And Clayton had phoned me. He goes, is the ticket still on? I go, oh, come down. I was like, fine, cool. We'll go for a pint then. But now I'm committed because I've got someone coming to meet me at the game. If I'd have pissed about and it was like 5:10 and I'm like, fuck this, I'm not getting in the game. I could have just turned around and gone home, right? But I told Clayton to come meet me. He's getting on the train to come down. So Hackney Wick, nothing. Slammed. So I've done the rounds there for another 20 minutes. And at this point, I'm a bought plan.
Slams is in traffic or you can't park anywhere.
No parking, no traffic, nothing.
So you've given up on Westfield?
Yeah.
Because you normally park in a shopping centre,
don't you? Then I looped back. I was like, fuck, go back to plan A. I'll get back to Westfield because the easiest way out afterwards anyway. And if I'm late, I'm late. And now let's just chill. So I had to come back around into Westfield. And I thought as we get closer to kickoff, it's going to ease up. And so worst case, if it's like 5:30, I've parked. Bomb it down. There won't be security checks. There won't be anyone there. Fine. But the problem with Westfield is it's an 8-story car park. So the higher up you are on the way out, you're fucked. So my strategy usually, because I get in early, is go to floor 3 or 4, car park A, if anyone's interested, and just wait until someone who's leaving Westfield comes. You watch them pay their ticket, drive to their car, nick their spot. Done. And that... most I've ever waited for that is 10 minutes. But trust me, on the other side, it saves you best part of an hour. So I got into Westfield at 5:20 and someone was leaving and I managed to get on car park level 4, park the car, chuck my scarf on, bombed it down. And so I only missed the first 6 minutes of the game, which was not bad considering 25 minutes earlier.
Is Clayton still just standing there waiting for you?
Yeah, he was sitting in the seat, right? So there's four people.
Has he got the ticket?
I emailed it to him.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So there's a bank of 4 people who sit behind us and then Sham's 2 seats and then I've got 3 in front. None of them have turned up. But I know one of them travels from Suffolk, Ipswich. The other one travels from miles away. So in the end, I'll be honest with you, like we were sat in a row of 6, just the 2 of us, just sitting, having a nice casual chat, catch up, watch the game. There was like no atmosphere or no intensity in that whole 90 minutes whatsoever. They weren't that great. We could turn it up when we wanted to from time to time and that Scamacca goal kind of just deaded it and that was it really. And it was like watching the game in the pub with your feet up, as if you're watching on a screen with no real atmosphere whatsoever. But we won, and you come away from it with a victory and a better performance, and you think, all right, cool, fine. We were doing the SkyPod earlier. I was interesting. I noticed that Kehrer picked up a tackle tier playing at right back. None of the other defenders did. But that might be because Traore came on. Right? So if he's bombing at you, might need to get in his face and tackle him.
Other side, really? So...
I don't know. I thought he was playing more on this side than the end of the first half that he came on the left, wasn't he?
I'm trying to think back now, Suj.
Because it was Neto came off.
No, I think they swapped it up, didn't they?
I can't remember.
Yeah.
I wasn't paying that much attention, but I do remember Shatter.
I can't fucking remember now.
Is Traore still at Wolves? I'm like, yeah, he was only alone at Barcelona, mate. But better performance. But yeah, that headache of faffing about, got home at 9 o'clock in the end after traffic and all that stuff. So leave home at 3, get home at 9. Probably of those 6 hours, 3.5, 4 are in the car. For what? 90 minutes of what?
That is...
I could have just stayed at home, right? And I get it. It's frustrating, but such is life, James.
When you break down the stuff you do for your football team, it never makes sense. Like trying to explain to me and Dad are going to Old Trafford. It's a weeknight. In a couple of weeks, the blank game week. Obviously, we're going to stay over in Manchester. And obviously she goes, is he not on the telly then? Man United away, he's not on the telly. Yeah. Why are you going then? Well, because we're not going away in Europe. It's like, I've got a fucking bone here, haven't I? Because I've not gone to Lisbon or anything like that. we do something. We go for one weeknight game away from home or something. You've been to every game. Yeah, I have, yeah. So, but trying to explain to even my wife, who obviously gets how passionate I am about it, that you're going to do this. You're going to do the 2 hour train, which isn't a 2 hour train because you've got to get to Euston in the first place. It's a 3 hour train. The 3 hour train back, you're going to spend on the hotel, etc. And it'll probably be cold by then as well, when you could just literally just sit in your house, save a couple of other quid. It doesn't make sense.
Nah.
It doesn't. You know, like people ask for FPL advice. James, should I go to a... No, don't go. Don't spend all that money. But there's no logical. It's even like we've got Forest away in the cup. And I'm really having a problem with that because that's not on the TV. Man City and Chelsea has been chosen, expectedly. So same thing. Can't get back that night, even though it's not as far as Manchester. There's a train at 10 o'clock. Game would finish about 9:40 probably, but it could go to penalties, couldn't it?
Yeah.
So if it goes to penalties, you're fucked. You ain't making the train. So you've got to stay over. And it's Harry's birthday the next day.
Oh.
I know. And I'm debating doing the coach for that possibly, so at least I'm there in the morning. But he doesn't understand what's going on yet, really. So he's not going to really understand or know that it's his birthday. And to be fair, Katie said to me, go if you want. Like, it'll still be here when you get home in the afternoon and stuff. I'm like, yeah, it doesn't feel right, though. And these conscious things, like, why am I... I may still do it. Why am I doing that?
Yep.
But that one is... That one, if it was on the TV, I definitely wouldn't go. I just can't be doing that streaming shit, mate.
Yeah.
The fucking pop-ups and fucking hell. I don't need that hassle in my life.
You need a dodgy box, mate. I need to set you up with a dodgy box.
Set me up with a dodgy box.
The good thing with the dodgy box, I don't know if you'll
ever see it. Because we got Bournemouth away on the 29th of this month. I've applied for tickets. I'm not going to get them.
The World Cup, is it on...
all on BBC and ITV.
Oh, fine. So we don't even... Because we've got the big 100-incher in there. I think we need to start booking the meeting room out in advance now. Because you know the meeting room in our office has a calendar, like a shared calendar that you block out slots. So shall I book meetings with you at fucking 10 o'clock?
Every day? Mate, literally, that first week, just book it all in. 10 till 12, 1 till 3, 4 till 6.
This is what you can do on the dodgy box as well.
Okay, can you just explain that for the audio listeners? Because they can't see what
you're showing me. Four
screens
at the same time.
Oh, I see. Well, I only want one, Suj.
No, but like in general, if you wanted a Saturday 3 p.m. and you're sitting at home, you can put four games on at the same time.
You got West Ham v Tottenham on there as well. Was you watching four
games?
No,
my mate sent me that screenshot.
Ah.
He just signed up with...
So what is it? It's just something that goes in the TV or...?
Yeah, no, it's an app on the Fire Stick.
An app on the Fire Stick?
Yeah, you got an Amazon Fire Stick?
So how much does this shit cost?
The Fire Stick is 30 quid or something.
Can I go to prison?
No.
Get me this fucking fuck stick.
30 quid, and then you pay 60 quid a year.
Yeah.
So this is the guy that I use. Everybody's got probably
a service. Sod me the pay rise. Get me the Fire Stick.
You click on, you open the app out, and then you've got live TV, every channel in the world. You've then got video on demand, which is movies. So every movie. So movies usually are on there 3 weeks after they come out in the cinema. 3 or 4 weeks usually. So you never get into the cinema anymore. Harry will be fucking delighted.
Hey, the price of a cinema.
Yeah, joke these days. So oh, Top Gun God. Maverick, I watched the other week, which is pretty decent. Came out on the box and all that. The latest Thor film. Like, it's got every movie. And then it's got box sets. Every box set under the sun is there as well. If you don't, if there's something you want to watch and it's not on there, you message the guy on Discord. He runs it all on Discord. And he's like,
what, one guy?
Yeah, one guy. And he's always replies within minutes, yeah.
What the
like,
fuck?
Mate, can you put, I don't know.
Port Vale V. Gillingham on.
No. That's going to be on live TV, right? So you have to just find the channel that it might. If it's not shown in somewhere in the world, then you can't watch it, right? And then he'll just put it on there or whatever. Yeah, it's 60 quid a year. It's pretty decent. And it's not too laggy. I don't find
Hold
it too
on. Laggy. What does that mean? It's not too laggy.
Like, you might get the odd time where it's buffering, but not like that much.
Oh, I can't deal with that. Such.
I know. You for Spurs, you can't. But 60 quid a year for every other game that's going. And do you know what's interesting for? You can watch the games that are not televised. What do you do when Spurs are not televised away from home?
I normally go, don't I? But Bournemouth, I won't get a ticket.
So then what are you going to do? Find a dodgy stream?
Well, yeah.
So this is no worse than a dodgy stream. Patrons, I am promoting piracy here because it is streaming is illegal, to be honest. But in my opinion, so is fucking £100 a month Sky.
Do you know what? It's so fair.
Taking the piss with that, to be honest with you. So, yeah. And every channel under the sun.
All right, get me the Fire Stick, please.
Yeah, fine.
How quickly can you get it?
It'll probably arrive tomorrow. Then we'll just have to tell matey to get it. So you've got Discord already, so you just loop in. It takes minutes. You PayPal the guy, 60 quid. It's live. It's done. It's up and running.
Blinding. Mm. All right, get it for me. Sweet.
For what? Which game?
What do you mean for which game? Just get me the
just get it. Job's
just,
done.
Just get me the shit. So lovely, I'm ready jubbly. For I'm ready for Bournemouth. And watch out. Can I just say, if I do get tickets for Bournemouth, I'm going to every game.
This season?
Yep.
That's the one.
It will have worked out that we'll get to the World Cup and I'll have been to every league game.
And then you and may I think as well
from that
carry
point,
on.
It's like,
I may as
I'm
well
do it.
Do the
Watch
season.
How we get Newcastle away on a Monday night. And
yeah. The
but
worst.
Yeah, generally, if I do get tickets for Bournemouth, I'm going every Premier League game.
We're doing on Thursday. I'm going to put the, I'm going to watch Anderlecht here after work. So I'll show you the dodgy box then. And you can decide whether you think it's decent or not.
You have to come down and watch Europa League football to see if it's decent or not.
No, I'm just saying, you can we can stream anything you want in advance.
Right,
to be
fair, let's have a look later.
Lovely jubbly. This podcast, we do not condone
sponsored
anything.
By NordVPN.
yeah, you not VPN. Again.
That's twice I mentioned them this week.
Yeah, we should.
I feel
reach
like
out
they're sponsoring
their,
everyone else, which I suppose is better just, than the shave my balls ads and
Manscaped. cool. We got Anderlecht away. Tomorrow, 5:45 kickoff, early game.
5:45 kickoff. It will kick off in Brussels long before that, mate.
What? Rowdy.
Yeah.
Are they are they rough? Are they Anderlecht?
Yeah, naughty. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Fine.
Great place though. I mean, I went out
chocolate and beer. What's wrong with Brighton?
I went out there a few years ago. I've told this story before. Went out. We played them in the UEFA Cup. It was Poch's second season. Butch Eurostar Hotel, all that. Didn't think twice, wouldn't get a ticket. Didn't get a ticket.
Yeah.
So just spent 2 days in a pub in Brussels, basically.
Nice. But yeah, I think we should win that. If we win that, then we're basically through. That's 3 wins on the bounce.
You got 6 points, didn't you?
Yeah.
Mate, you've got no issue with that. Nah.
And Silky Ball go home or
The
smack.
Thing is, you want to win the group and skip that
second
extra
round.
Playoff bit. And
Which we will, I'm pretty sure. I didn't you see anything do. From either of the two opponents so far. And we're kind of gathering a bit of momentum now. So, and then Fulham at home on Sunday, which is my mum's birthday. So,
all right, birthday, mum.
Busy morning with the kids. Sunday's always training morning. And then I'll duck off, get the train down. I think
the
train's running on Sunday.
We're starting later. But when they say later, it's like from like half nine in the morning or something like that.
Oh, that's fine. So, I just need it.
Yeah,
two.
You'll be
so
all
I'm
right.
I'm going to get the train down, train back, and I'll go and see my mum in the evening rather than daytime. So I should be back by five. That's what happened last time. I took the train on a Sunday.
I look forward to Sunday, actually. It's treble header, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because Everton Man United's on at 7 o'clock as well.
A full day of footy. Get your
apparently that's going to happen more. By the way,
three games,
and it could well happen to you. So Athletic.
We're always playing on a flipping Sunday.
Well, basically what it is part off of Jurgen Klopp, not just Jurgen Klopp. This BT have sort of said, you know, if they choose a team and they're playing Wednesday night, they won't be on at 12:30 on the Saturday. So there's a few, like Liverpool Leeds, I think, in November is now 7:45, which is great for TV. It's also shit for fans because Leeds, the last train from Liverpool to Leeds is about 20 minutes into the second half. So they'll be doing coaches or staying over in Merseyside and stuff as well. But I guess because they've got Everton United that week, they picked it. Obviously, it couldn't be on the Saturday because United are playing on the Thursday. Because United playing on the Thursday night, United have done play 12 o'clock on a Sunday. It's the same thing as the Saturday, 12:30 from Wednesday. So it's 7 o'clock on a Sunday. So you might end up with one of them at some point, at 7 o'clock on a Sunday. How do you feel about that?
Yeah.
Shit that, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know what it is? All yeah. these 7:45 kickoffs on a Saturday, 7 p.m. on a Sunday. Great. As long as it's not my fucking team.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
If I watch someone else, great, but I don't want my team to play it at that time. Yeah.
Right, that's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
Just check the trains. I will not be getting the train on Sunday because between Highbury and Hackney Wick is a rail, a bus replacement service, and it says if I want to use a train, it's two changes to do that fucking journey.
Do you know what you should have a look at? Ponder's End.
To where?
Stratford.
Oh, that's Stratford, though, as opposed to Hackney Wick. Still, it's all right.
Yeah, but then you could drive towards Ponder's End. You know where that is, don't you?
Yeah.
So that's, what, 15, 20 minutes in a car for you?
I might park around Hackney Wick, to be honest.
Because that line goes through Tottenham Hale and then onto onto Stratford.
Do you know the annoying thing? This is really boring for you listeners, but on Saturday was where I was around Hackney Wick. There was residents only Monday to Saturday till 5:30. So I'm like, fuck, the alternative is I sit, park, wait till 5:20, run the risk for 10 minutes, and then run across. But I thought, I can't do that. But after 5:30, there was loads of parking because you can park in the resis only. I don't have that issue on Sundays.
Do they not change that when there's a match day event?
No. Because how rarely on a Saturday is it after 5:30? You don't get late.
Tottenham, you can't park nowhere near that place, mate.
Difficult. Very difficult. But Sunday should be all right. Let's see how it works out. Patrons, hope you enjoyed this episode. Back at you tomorrow with a quiz all about Portugal. And
just Portuguese
custard
shit.
Custard tarts. Stay safe. Ciao for now.
Go, you Spurs. Do you want to say it?
Say what?
Because you were asked.
Oh, come on, you Irons. That's just for Jarvo.
So fucking rubbish. Cue music, please, man, child.
Fantasy Football Show.